Zephaniah, chapter 3. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, to the oppressing city. She did not obey the voice, she did not receive correction, she did not trust in Yahweh, she did not draw near to her God. Her princes in the midst of her are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves, they leave nothing until the next day. Her prophets are reckless and betraying men, her priests have profaned the sanctuary, they have done violence to the law. Yahweh in the midst of her is righteous, he will not do iniquity, every morning he brings his justice to light, he does not fail, but the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations, their battlements are desolate, I have made their streets waste, so that none passes by, their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, so that there is no inhabitant. I said, only fear me, receive correction, so her dwelling will not be cut off, according to all that I have appointed concerning her, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore wait for me, says Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth will be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will turn to the peoples a pure language, that they may all call on the name of Yahweh, to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, will bring my offering. In that day you will not be put to shame for all your doings, in which you have transgressed against me, for then I will take away out of the midst of you your proudly exulting ones, and you will no more be haughty in my holy mountain. But I will leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they will take refuge in the name of Yahweh. The remnant of Israel will not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they will feed and lie down, and none will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Yahweh has taken away your judgments, he has cast out your enemy, the king of Israel, even Yahweh, is in the midst of you, you will not fear evil anymore. In that day it will be said to Jerusalem, don't be afraid, O Zion, don't let your hands be slack. Yahweh your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one who will save, he will rejoice over you with joy, he will rest in his love, he will joy over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow for the solemn assembly, who were of you, to whom the burden on her was a reproach. Look, at that time I will deal with all those who afflict you, and I will save that which is lame, and gather that which was driven away, and I will make them a praise and a name, whose shame has been in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I will gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I bring back your captivity before your eyes, says Yahweh.